And now, live from the middle of Robin Hood country, here's Paul B. Edwards with a minor sapling and Tony Hearn with a major oak. It's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Goopa Goopa.
Hello.
Well done, you found the Halloween special of Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is Porn Scars, 6 feet under.
And I just woke up, 6 feet under. I just woke up, 6 feet under. Going at the coffin lid, screaming as I bang my head. My eyes adapting to the darkness. I feel a warmth of my own piss. Engulfed by fear, or truth be told. And my hobby races, I lose control. I just woke up, 6 feet under. I just woke up, 6 feet under. Fingernails all caked in blood, muscles ache and knuckles numb. Smitten scratches and desperation, panic dread, suffocation. Engulfed by fear, if truth be told. And my hobby races, I lose control. Engulfed by fear, if truth be told. And my hobby races, I lose control. I just woke up, 6 feet under. I just woke up, 6 feet under. Crying out with my tears streaming, struggle to control my breathing. Can't accept this is my fate, although I know there's no escape. Till the walls are closing in, I pray for help, repent my sins. My mind scrambles for an explanation, but there will be no salvation. Engulfed by fear, if truth be told. And my hobby races, I lose control. Engulfed by fear, if truth be told. And my hobby races, I lose control.
Here's Paul.
You're listening to Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Porn Scars and a track called 6 Feet Under. What is Porn Scars Facebook page?
Facebook.com/PornScars666.
Oh, nearly. Facebook.com/PornScarsBerlin, Tony. Paulie being Internet 1, Tony nil. And if you like the friendly face of German murder garage punk, you'll love that. And hello to Porn Scars, our first track on this Halloween special, Tony. We'll be playing more from them in the future. They've got an album out just recently. Lovely guys. Lovely guys who rock hard. Now, Tony, it is in a change to what I'd usually do in this bit when I do jokes and poems. I have some Halloween facts. It being Halloween this week, Tony. In fact, you might be listening to this show on Halloween.
You certainly will be.
Yeah, well, you certainly might be.
Might be.
Yeah, now, what I've done this week, so we try and do something different for Halloween each year, don't we? It's arguably our best show of the year. For me, it'll certainly be the best Halloween podcast you'll find in terms of the music.
I should have thought so.
Yeah. Now, what I've done this time, I've decided to, in some ways, debunk a few myths about Halloween, Tony, that I found via a pagan news website. I don't spend a lot of time on pagan news websites, but when I do, I like to think I find something valid. So here goes. This is quite long, but it's quite interesting, I think, if you are someone who celebrates Halloween or misunderstands it. Here goes. Halloween is known by most pagans. Now I'm saying this as it is first, as Samhain, S-A-M-H-A-I-N. It is not pronounced Samhain, but rather Samhain. Samhain is the start of the dark half of the year. It is, according to most Celtic scholars, the Celtic New Year, and most modern pagans, including Wiccans and Druids, celebrate it in this capacity. Here we go, some myth busting. At Samhain, pagans remember those who have passed on in the previous 12 months. Along with ancestors, they are often honoured on the Samhain altar. Sometimes a Dom Supper is held to honour the dead, Tony, with all participants eating silently, hence Dom.
Right.
Dom Suppers. Largely because I was too drunk to be able to talk about the curry I was having. Now, next one. How about this for a myth? You might have heard this before. Blonde, blue-eyed children are kidnapped for Halloween. Have you ever heard that?
Nope.
Well, it is a myth. I think a lot of these are myths in the States rather than the UK. But anyway.
Right.
This is, in fact, a sub-myth of the human sacrifice one. It still has the power to frighten parents. But as with any human sacrifice, there is no evidence to support it. Tony, do you have any evidence of human sacrifice?
Not on me. I'm glad you left it at home.
Next myth. Trick or treat, Tony, something that I don't particularly like. Trick or treat was a druidic custom. Have you heard that before? The druids started trick or treat?
No.
You haven't?
No.
A lot of this is clearly lost on you. The modern custom of children dressing up in costume and going from house to house for candy is a recent tradition. It was dreamt up in the 1930s by various town councils, school boards and parents as a way to keep kids out of trouble, rather like egging and other pranks that they'd get up to. There was a tradition in the Middle Ages of begging for soul cakes on All Souls Day, which is November the 2nd, in some Celtic countries. The costume celebrating also dates back to medieval times when it took place on Samhain, as well as on May Day and Yule. But trick or treat, as we know it, is not a pagan tradition.
Mm.
Next myth, Tony.
Okay.
Children's Halloween activity is somehow linked to the practice of satisfying an ancient Celtic god. As we've noted, there's no link between Halloween and satanic activity. How children dressing up in costumes and gathering candy could have any effect upon a spurious Celtic god has yet to be adequately explained. I do like this website. Therefore, there is no reason to keep any child from enjoying the holiday. However, they can fuck off if they think they're going to enjoy it on my street.
Right.
And the last one, El Dia de los Muertos is the Mexican version of Halloween. That would make sense, wouldn't it?
Day of the Dead, isn't it? Or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, Day of the Dead. This misconception is included because of the increasing popularity of the Day of the Dead among non-Latinos. This holiday has nothing in common with Halloween. It's a day when Mexicans honour their ancestors. They do this by holding picnics at cemeteries.
Lovely.
What a lovely way to honour your ancestors. Hey, kids, let's get down the cemetery for a picnic. They decorate graves and offer love and honour to the dead. It's about reflecting upon one's own mortality. And my God, Tony, have I had to reflect on my own mortality in recent years.
Oof.
Right. That is the Halloween debunking of myths out of the way.
Okay.
So should we get on another track?
Let's do that.
Let's do that. So stay tuned for Joe Carling and the Old Grey Skulls you'll be hearing after this. First up, Wolf Wolf that we played the other week, Tony. A little bit of Swiss Trash Garage.
Hmm.
Out now. What I'd like to know, Tony, what is Wolf Wolf's website?
Wolfwolf.ch?
Wolfwolfband.com. Paulie Beans Net 2, Tony Neil, this is Gravedigger.
Yeah.
sandwich.
Listening to Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Joe Carly and the Old Dry Skulls and Dance Till You're Dead. You will notice I'm giving a bit to the title of each song this week. That's of their latest album. They will be touring the UK in February and March 2018. So more information about that close to the time. We named their music, didn't we?
Oh, yes, we did.
We named it Punkyard Junk.
That was it.
They were very happy about it. Which is very nice to know. And hello to Joe Carly and the Old Dry Skulls if you are listening. You don't get a much more Halloweeny title than Old Dry Skulls Dance Till You're Dead, do you?
You don't.
What is Joe Carly and the Old Dry Skulls website, Tony?
JoeCarlyandtheOldDrySkulls.com.
OldDrySkulls.com. Paulie Beans Net 3, Tony Neil. Good lord. Have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Facebook.
I'll never tire of that, Tony.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you are on Facebook, please do pop along and leave us a comment. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio, like the page, leave us a comment, do get in touch. Do you like to hear from you? It's been a little bit quiet lately, so do get in touch. I know one this week, but it's from a listener I've not heard of before. You might have done, I don't know. Graham Letford's been in touch.
Hello, Graham. I do know Graham Letford.
Yeah. He says, I listen every week and still don't know. Can you complete the sentence? Thanks for doing such a great job on the blank this week. I don't know, Graham. No idea.
Beds.
That was it, beds.
Yes. It's possible that Graham simply doesn't know what the beds are.
No.
And this is quite handy, actually, because I was just thinking about this. The beds is a radio term for the music going on underneath you while you're talking.
It is.
Yeah, right. And I did notice that the beds this week, bar the one that's coming up in the next section, have all got a bit of a Halloween-y angle.
Okay.
You've had the planet smashers. Smashing up a planet's pretty bad news. Mm. And now you'll see the cemetery surfers bang on, and we'll carry on with the rest as they happen.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
There you go. That's all I have. That's that one.
Well, in that case, that concludes.
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that, Tony.
No.
Frankie Boyle. Frankie and thank you to Graham. And I hope you're well, my friend.
There you go. Thank you, Graham.
Now, we're going to play another song now, Tony. Mean Motor Scooter, which we discussed a couple of weeks ago. We have played quite a few of these bands in the last few weeks, but they've all cracked on perfectly for this show as well. Fort Worth Surf Punk, Tony.
Right, yeah.
So we've gone from Punkyard Junk to Fort Worth Surf Punk. I like that.
Nice.
I haven't called them that, by the way. They are from Fort Worth, and they are kind of surf punk, so, you know, it all counts, doesn't it? What is Mean Motor Scooter's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Mean Motor Scooter.
Facebook.com/Mean Motor Scooter. Music. What is that for, Tony Neil? It's a thrashing so far this week, Tony. This is Lizard Man. you're listening to Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Mean Motor Scooter and Lizard Man. And Rich Morton sound is the only name of an artist offering the beds this week who doesn't have a Halloweeny suggestion in their name. But Rich Morton is a lovely bloke, but he does in his younger years, certainly. He did resemble Spike from Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Yeah.
So that's close enough. Tony, did you do anything last week?
I don't think I did. I think it's been one of those worky weeks. No, I don't think I've left the house that much. What did you get up to?
Well, I haven't got a lot to report in what I actually did, but I have been noticing news and sport.
Okay.
And first of all, I'd like to talk to you about Catalonian independence.
Yeah, that's all cracked off a little bit, hasn't it?
It really has, hasn't it? And it's like it's not painting the Spanish government in a very good light, and it's proving to the rest of Europe, and indeed the world, I think, that Spain was a far more divided country than people thought. And sadly, Catalonia itself is divided on the way to go forward with independence. But the idea that the Spanish government can bring in martial law is pretty frightening.
Mm.
And you don't really expect it in a country in Western Europe, do you?
No.
This is fairly close to home. As if that wasn't bad enough for Spain, and actually, as you know, I am a supporter of Catalonian independence. You know I'm a bit controversial with all this sort of thing, but I'm well in favour of it. I think it's brilliant. But as if that wasn't bad enough for Spain this week, something else happened.
What was that?
Which is in the under-17s World Cup, England beat them 5-2 in the final. We're World Cup holders.
I just saw that on the news. Yeah, some young lads coming back.
Brilliant, Tony. I saw the semi-final. We looked really good in the semi-final. Didn't see the final. Wish I had done, because we were losing 2-0. And then we got five goals.
Wow.
Beat them 5-2. We've got some genuine scars. We got one of the our players, Brewster, from the Golden Boot. We won the World Cup. And a guy, I think it's called Ben Foden, who plays for Man City, was named Player of the Tournament.
Wow.
Everyone is expecting us now to do incredibly well in the World Cup in 2022 in Qatar. After us not wanting to go there at all, we're now thinking we're going to win it. It's amazing. Anyway, up yours, Spain.
There you go.
Now, so you haven't got anything else that you did at all, no?
No.
No, what's this? I'm sorry, I don't know whether I've said before, but I've got a servant, Tony, called Igor. Igor, what are you doing? I've got a servant called Igor. He lives in the cell. Igor, I've told you not to come out of the cell. What's that in your hand? It's a CD, Master. What CD is it? No, not that one, Igor. No, I've told you before, we're not playing that on this show. That is not for... But it's beautiful. It's a wonderful... It's not a wonderful song, Igor. Take it. Don't put it on there. Don't press play. Igor, don't put it... I'm pressing play. Don't you... Oh, my God. Oh, no.
I don't want to end my life like Gay Tony. A car park view and a bed in a double room. I don't want to end my life like Gay Tony. No hopes or dreams, just an next can of special brew. His world is a full-time drunken days. His bedroom is filled with a smoky haze. He shuffles along on his tiptoed feet. The drum of life keeps a steady beat for Gay Tony. I don't want to end my life like Gay Tony. No one love and always feeling like the last in line. I don't want to end my life like Gay Tony. Living on scraps and people's unfinished bottles of wine. Your stories always close real tight. He doesn't know the day from night. I pray for him to the Lord above, that someday he will find some love for Gay Tony. Tony, don't look for trouble. He's a friendly kind of guy, with emptiness inside. Tony wouldn't criticize. He can feel those eyes. Tony is a lonely man whose soul has died. I don't want to live my life like Gay Tony, dead in job and a two-piece uniform. I don't want to live my life like Gay Tony, fighting every urge ever since the day he was born. His friendly face shows the years of strain. His burning heart overflows with pain. He's heading down that road again. I know someday it'll come to an end for Gay Tony.
Get that thing off, Igor. Get it off now. I've told you, get it off now.
Sorry, Martha.
Now get back in the cellar. I said get back in that cellar now. Has he not? Come back. Right, sorry about that.
That was all a little bit odd.
Yeah, it was, yeah. Absolutely terrifying. You're listening to 50 Foot Combo underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bays this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That's what I remembered to say.
There you go.
And yeah, you wouldn't want a 50-foot combo chasing you down the street. Bit Halloween-y. Tony, have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for...
Tony's International Gig Guide. Thanks for your gigs. If you have any gigs for me, don't forget to email me. Tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing, where they're playing, how much is it watching them playing. It is international, doesn't have to be in the UK. Do let me know. So this week is a gig in Nottingham. I might be going to myself. I'm going to try and make it down. It's been recommended to me by a friend. A band called Cagoule are playing at the Bodega in Nottingham City Centre Friday night, the old social. They're a three-piece punky type band from Nottingham. Apparently very good. Tickets are £11, so the rest are pretty good. But
good lord.
Yes, so I've been highly recommended, so I might try and go down. But if you are in the Nottingham area, I think you probably should get tickets for this one. It's £11. It's Cagoule and Catholic Action and Do Nothing. It's a good venue. It's a great part of the town. Do go.
Yeah, it's
very
central, isn't it?
Yeah, and I hope if I can get a chance to go, I will go and report back. Heard good things about them. Cagoule.
Now, will that be the Punky Radio gig of the week on our
it
Facebook?
It certainly will.
Yes. How exciting.
That seems to be helping. Yeah, so if you don't forget, we are one gig each week now. I'm going to put on the Facebook page and put up there. So if you do have a gig for me, it will go up on the podcast and the Facebook page. So it is important to get your gigs to me.
And I will have a series of gigs for you in Nottingham next week.
Excellent.
Excellent. So that's it, is it?
So that's this week. There's the one next week, but I will save it. Will I save
all
it?
All right.
Yes, I will save it. So that's okay. It, yes.
All right. So that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Woo! Halloween.
Spooky.
Now then, we should play another song, really.
Okay, sure.
So about now that we're back on track, now I've got that bandy leg, bald-headed hunchback back in the cellar. Band called Screamers and Sinners, Tony. They brought out an album start this year, I think, called Revenge of El Sacramentecas. You might remember El Sacramentecas, who is a Spanish ghoul stroke demon who feeds on the blood of babies.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Nice chat. Screamers and Sinners are from the Basque region of Spain, which is probably on the verge of attempting an independence coup as Spain further breaks up. What is Screamers and Sinners' Bandcamp page?
Screamersandsinners.bandcamp.com?
It is. It's Tony 1, probably being Internet 4. Is this the comeback? Who knows? All I know, this is Zombie.
Well, come sit down. I'm afraid to drink and mess it up. Possessing my brain. A strange sense of wokeness to me. Psychotic thoughts. Sit down the thoughts. Have my mind. They wanna get away. Don't cross my back. I'm a cranky man. I'm gonna hide your brain for me.
Now you can see, became a zombie. I have no control.
I'm out of control.
Now you can feel the pain when I lose control.
My heart's a grey, my lips are blue. Now it's screaming up. Let's stay away. Can't hear your cries. The boy won't get close to me. Thoughts, sweet all my thoughts, out my mind, they wanna get away. Don't cross my path, I'm a grumpy man, I go ride your brain for me.
Now you can see, became a zombie, I have no control.
I'm out of control.
Now you can feel the pain when I lose control.
My friends, somebody help.
Listening to Guana Bats underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Screamers and Sinners and Zombie. You can find out more about them at screamersandsinners.bandcamp.com. We played quite a few of their songs.
We have.
Top band. I like to see them live. Tony, are you doing anything this week?
Getting my sofa delivered, finally.
Excellent.
Months ago, we seemed to have ordered a sofa in Leeds, about... That's about 14, 15 weeks ago. It's finally coming this Wednesday.
Is it that long ago?
Yeah.
God,
I know, about July, I think it was. Yeah.
Right.
So that's coming. And then if we can do, we'll try and get these tickets for this band on Friday night. But yeah, well, that's it, really.
That sounds like a furniture and music packed week.
Doesn't it just?
I've got my monthly happiness this week, Tony.
Ah, of course.
I've got my show in Hitchin on Friday and my show in Oslo on Saturday, both looking really, really good. The Hitchin show at Woodside Hall in Hitchin this Friday night. Brilliant stand-up comedy gig. I love it. I love playing it. And this week it's got Clayton Jones, Susan Murray and David Sonos on. And it just looks like it'll be brilliant. You can find out more at lastminutecomedy.com. And then on Saturday, I'll be going to Oslo with Clayton Jones again and Luke Benson. Luke Benson, who is a registered certified giant.
Oh.
That's right. You know, Halloween style. Yeah, if you're 6'7" or over, you are officially a giant. And he's 6'7". So he's at the bottom end of giants.
Hmm.
But nevertheless, a seriously tall dude. And very funny. The Oslo show is at Horgan's. You can find out more. OsloComedyClubs.wordpress.com. And advance tickets are available and recommended for the Hector Haugsvian venue.
Beautiful.
I said that like a proper listing. Anyway, I'm really looking forward to both. And I hope that some of you guys who live locally to each one, I'll see this weekend. It's always nice when we get some punky listeners at the shows. We're going to play two songs in a row time.
Okay.
Stay tuned for Les Lullies, who a band we have played before from France. But first up, we've got some Swedish psych garage for you, Tony, or garage, if you'd rather. Mm-hmm. Band called Baronen and Satan. Again, you don't get a lot more. Even though it's been now officially, the myth has been debunked that Halloween is anything to do with devil worship at the start of the show, I still think in general, a lot of people dress up as devils on Halloween.
Yeah.
So Baronen and Satan. Great band. They've got a new album out as well. I like this a lot. A little bit different to what we normally play, as you just hear. Anyway, stay tuned for Les Lullies. First up, what is Baronen and Satan's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Baronen Satan.
Good idea. Facebook.com/Baronen, Baronen, Och, O-C-H, Satan, S-A-T-A-N. Och is obviously and in Swedish. Which means I now know two things in Swedish. I know Och and Jaha Smink. I have makeup on. So hello in advance to Fred. And also Fredrik Jonsson, who had such a large part of last week's show, will be happy with the track we're playing next week.
Excellent.
I'm just saying now. So now that is Paulie B Internet 5, Tony 1, and this is Satan. I'm sorry, Satan is a lady.
To be bad, you have to be a man.
You're listening to Gnarly Wave underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Gnarly Wave. You don't want one of those on Halloween.
You don't.
That was Le Lullies, or Les Lullies if you prefer, but we're saying Le Lullies, and a track called UFO. Or should I say UFO? Because I keep up with that stuff, don't I? They are Montpellier Garage Rock and Roll, Tony.
Lovely.
Montpellier is in the far southeast of France, isn't it? So it's not far from Catalonia, in fact.
I think I drove through it when I went and moved over to Barcelona.
I think you probably did.
Yeah.
And then you saw me on holiday.
I did.
We've seen each other in a couple of different countries, haven't we?
Yes, we have.
We've seen each other in America and Spain and England, is that it?
Prague.
Oh, of course, yeah. Czech Republic as well, forgot about that.
Yeah.
You're such a lovely travelling companion. I'm not quite so lovely. Now then, Tone, have you got a track for us?
No.
Oh, buggeration.
I know. Good at travelling, not so good at twatting. Yes, if you do have a twat for me, do email me. Tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. Is that simple? Or twat to see for thanks. It would have been nice to twat someone at Halloween, but hey. I can't do it about it, can I? So yes, do email me. Thank you.
Now, I had an idea to twat Dracula this week, Tony.
Okay.
Now, I watched a film last week called Dracula Untold. You ever seen that?
Yeah, quite recently. Yeah.
Yeah, good film, actually.
I thought it was all right. I expected
really
it to be rubbish.
It.
But yeah.
But that one, that's about how Dracula became Dracula and how he was Vlad the Impaler and how he was a bad lad who basically sold his soul to the devil, didn't he, for one of a better expression, so that he could save his people. He's a bit of a hero stroke anti-hero in the film. But that's not what the twatting's about, Tony.
Okay.
I'd like to twat Dracula because I can't help thinking he bites the wrong women.
Right.
If you're working on the basis that most of the women he gets his teeth into, he wants the blood, doesn't he? But always gorgeous.
Yeah.
I can't help thinking, do you know where this is going? I can't help thinking that there's a few women who haven't been able to put #MeToo on Facebook that he might have been better off getting his teeth into.
Oh dear.
But anyway, I decided against it, too controversial. So instead, I'm not going to twat Dracula.
Okay.
Because, hey, it's not just about looks, Tony.
That's true.
Instead, I've got a feature blast from the past coming up here. I've got a word of the week.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, word of the week was something that we ran for the first few years we were making Punky Radio. And we did get a lot of people getting in touch, didn't we, with various words and phrases from around the world. The idea being that you could use them in lieu of a traditional swear word in front of your parents. That was the idea, basically.
Hmm.
And then it kind of, I think as much as anything else, as our audience got older, they stopped worrying about swearing in front of their mum and dad. So we got less and less. However, Facebook Messenger is a very peculiar thing in terms of how it deals with predictive text.
Okay.
Now, most of the things that we have on various social networks and various media and all that, you know, you've got predictive text there so you can type quicker. And most of them work fine. But Facebook Messenger comes up with some really bizarre things, not least of which was when I sent a message to someone but earlier today, and with the phrase that I wanted to write was round my house, right? Round my house, Facebook Messenger came up as Randy Giuseppe. And I just immediately went, oh, you Randy Giuseppe. Right. And the person I was talking to started laughing and said, from now on, that is my nickname. I am Randy Giuseppe. I went, all right, but only if I can be called Naughty Paolo. Right. So what I'm saying is now is, if you are looking for an expression for someone who's maybe a little bit cheeky, but you don't want to go into detail about what they actually do, you can just say, they're all right, Randy Giuseppe. What do you think?
Like it.
Tony, you Randy Giuseppe.
Right.
We'll see how long this lasts anyway. So our word of the week this week is Randy Giuseppe. And you know why I did that in that bit, Tony?
Why is that?
Because this show is nothing without a bit of mild quirkiness.
Oh, you Randy Giuseppe.
I like the way you say it. One last track this week on a Halloween special. I hope you've enjoyed it. It's always fun. And our last track this week, a band called Dagger Play, Tony.
Okay.
Helsinki Punk and Roll. We played a few bands from Finland this year, and we've enjoyed it immensely. We played quite a lot of metal, quite a lot of rock and roll. Dagger Play, not least of which, have been one of my favourites. What I'd like to know is, Tony, what is Dagger Play's website? Oh, I didn't ask you Le Lullies, did I?
No.
I need to do that. I'm so sorry, Les Lullies, you excellent band. What is Les Lullies' Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Les Lullies.
Facebook.com/Les-Lullies-1766331505035834. And why is that, Tony?
The answer to the default URL.
Default URL. Anyway, that makes it Paul of the Internet 6, Tony 1. And the last one, what is Daggerplay's website?
Daggerplay.com.
It is. It's Tony 2, Paulie B and Internet 6, and right now, everything's calm in the attic. Everything's calm in the attic. That's how I meant to introduce that before. That was Daggerplay. Absolutely brilliant. Thank you so much for listening this week. I hope you enjoyed listening to us, and we'll be back next week with what will be a kind of a Halloween special part two.
Okay.
In terms of a lot of the music being played, but we'll have more information about that next week. Of course, Tony, maybe you could remind people of ways they can listen to this show online.
Yep, we're on Pudunk, Pudunk Radio, P-O-D-U-N-K radio.com, and we're on Radio Andra. That's Radio Andra, that's A-N-A-N-D-R-A.S-E.
Two excellent stations that we are proud to be associated with. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you've enjoyed this Halloween special 2017. I still haven't mentioned the thing I've been meaning to mention for 3 weeks. I'll write it down again in the notes for next week's show and maybe do it then. In the meantime, happy Halloween to you all, or should I say, happy Samhain. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Got poo. I'm weird, aren't I?